This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brought to you today by our friends at Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. We are going to be at the Fargo Dome tomorrow and again on Wednesday for What's on Your Mind. The Northern Ag Expo is happening. You stop by and say, hey, I stand for the flag. Guess what? Great things happen. We flip you a flag cap. Complete with a flag, an AM 1100, the flag right on it. Sponsored by Red Wing Shoes Fargo. Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Governor Doug Burgum for most of the first hour tomorrow. Our first chance to catch up with him after the special session. Look forward to that conversation. Any questions or comments you have for him are welcome. This hour in the program, I still need to tell you the story about Rush Limbaugh and my mother-in-law. I promised I would do that, saving the best for last. We're going to talk with another small business owner because we've canceled Black Friday. We've canceled supply chain woes. We've canceled Black Friday. We're all about small businesses here on What's on Your Mind and encouraging you to call with your shout-outs for your favorite small business. Texter says, we reap what we sow. We sold Post to China. Supply chain problems is not a coincidence. Yeah. So we'll talk with one of those small business owners in a moment here. Rob Fuller from Spartan Firearms is going to talk about the ammunition shortage. And then at the bottom of the hour, attorney Kurt Olson from Olson Law in Washington, D.C. will tell you what you need to know about the complaint that will go to the Supreme Court about election 2020 and a cyber attack. New law. Fairly new law, 2015 under the Obama administration, related to cyber attacks from foreign sources is what is being utilized in this complaint. And I believe they're now looking for courageous attorney generals to sign on to this to take it to the Supreme Court. We'll get all the details on that from the attorney Kurt Olson, who wrote the complaint, at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for all of that on What's on Your Mind. Okay. Kev, before we go to our guest, you had done a little research during the break related to Omicron.
The Omicron variant.
The latest Delta variant, because we've heard from many people this weekend that if you do a little Scrabble on Omicron, it spells moronic.
Well, I'm sure that whoever came up with the name are fans of the show Futurama. Have you ever seen Futurama?
I have not.
Kind of like a futuristic Simpsons kind of a thing.
Okay, I'm proud of the fact that I have not.
Well, this is a scene from the Futurama from a couple years back. Listen to this.
I am Lur, ruler of the planet Omicron Pussy I-8. May I crash on your couch?
So, watching Futurama, ruler of planet Omicron, Percy 8.
See, I think we
look like a good name.
I think we're being played like fools here.
That's kind of my point.
It's from a cartoon. It's from an animated television series.
Yeah.
And if you unscrabble it, it spells moronic.
Yeah.
And they want us to take it seriously. Meanwhile, the experts, the health experts from Africa are going, hey, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't see this as anything to shut down your economy over. And wow. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway.
That was pretty fun.
Speaking of being played for fools, why do we have an ammunition shortage? That question for our guest, Rob Fuller from Spartan Firearms. Beautiful building in Minot, North Dakota. You may drive by every now and then, and now you get to meet the owner right here on What's on Your Mind. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today on the program. Let's start with the big question. Why do we have an ammunition shortage?
Oh, man, you know, if I had the answer to that, I could probably fix it. I think there's three parts to it, honestly. I think in the beginning, there was some material shortages, production is kind of lagging, I think, a little bit. Federal, as an example, who owns Remington Ammunition and CCI, they're having trouble finding enough employees and materials to make ammo around the clock at the Remington facility, which they're reopening. So, but I also think, you know, you were talking about the small businesses. You know, I think the ammo manufacturers as a whole right now are producing ammo. They're filling their military contracts, and then they're hitting the big box stores. So some of your smaller mom and pop shops and smaller stores aren't seeing the amount of ammo that they probably should be seeing.
When you and I had lunch recently, I was, I guess, surprised to learn that the government was buying as much ammunition as they were. And it led me to believe that, you know, if you wanted to, two ways to go about reducing the Second Amendment's effectiveness in the United States of America. One would be on more gun control laws, ignoring facts. And then the other one would be just make ammunition tougher and tougher to get. And it seemed to me that under the Obama administration and again under the Obama administration, the amount of ammunition that was being purchased by the federal government was as much to blame as anything. Explain that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the playbook for the left, right? They can't take your guns legally under the Second Amendment, and Congress won't do legislation. So what's the next best thing to do? Produce an ammo shortage. They did it under Obama, if you remember, for a couple of years there in 2015 into the end of his presidency. Ammo was tough to get. They'd closed a couple facilities that manufactured and produced lead. And now here we are again, the government's buying exorbitant amounts of ammo. So, you know, of course, these manufacturers are going to fill their government contracts before they give the ammo back to the everyday citizen. So can't take the guns. Let's take the ammo.
Yeah, this is chilling to me. And why are they buying up as much ammunition as they are? I mean, do they need that much more ammunition? Why the new push for government contracts for the military?
And we asked that about 9mm when it was way low years ago too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they need it. Obviously, you know, what do? You say, hey, okay, we have however many hundreds of millions of rounds in our stockpile. Let's go ahead and replace it all, because then, as an example, say 5.56, then you're not going to see 5.56 on the market that the everyday consumer can buy. And that's pretty much been the case since April, May of this year. 5.56 has been very hard to come by. They're making little bits of it, but the majority of it's going to the federal government to replace the rounds that they have in stock.
Well, is the rounds they have in stock no longer usable? Is there some sort of expiration that they would need to be concerned about?
No, not to my knowledge, there isn't. But again, best way to get rid of guns or control the guns is to control the ammunition. And so if the government comes by and says, hey, we're going to buy this many hundreds of millions of rounds, a manufacturer such as Federal, Remington, whoever it may be, Winchester, are going to fill those contracts because those are guaranteed money.
And what do they do with the ammunition they're replacing? What happens to the old ammo?
Most of it will be sent back to an existing manufacturer where they'll pull it apart and use the pieces and parts, materials that they can salvage from it again in new ammo.
Wow. And then they
it's a
replace
big Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Exactly.
Send it back and then send us more ammo and just make sure that, you know, it is a challenge to get ammunition. And by the way, is this just the military or is this other arms of the federal government that are buying it?
Well, I believe it's the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense that they've put out big contracts for.
Yeah, Homeland, all of it. How about other other calibers, Rob? What, I mean, that the military aren't buying, like a 30-06 or a 30-30 round. Those were kind of limited too, leading into deer hunting. I know a few friends had trouble finding out six rounds.
Hunting ammo is very hard to find right now. Again, I mean, when you're running a manufacturer such as Federal, and I'm going to keep picking on them, such as Federal is running 9, 45, 40, 380, 5.56, 308. those rounds that, you know, are very common, very fast and easy to produce, and, you know, used by most of the departments in the government and the military. There's less time to run all these other rounds, which they consider, you know, smaller quantities are not as important to them. So,
well, so this sounds like, you know, if the federal government needs Chevy Silverado pickups, and they say, you know, Chevy, just make as many of those Chevy Silverado pickups as you can, and, you know, everybody else wants to buy an Impala, you know, they just find a way to keep everybody busy building Silverados and Trailblazers pickups, and you can't buy Impalas because you can't get the Impala on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying, Rob, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, you know, if you have 24 hours in a day and you're running 23 and a half of those hours to produce the manufactured ammo that the government wants, what's left? A half an hour to run everything else? So how much are you honestly paying, right?
Tell us about Spartan Firearms when we come back, and another small business we want to give a shout-out to here, but I think it's disturbing what we're learning there. Any questions for Rob, too? Welcome after the break here. 2580550 on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Emily Bivens is the Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetraServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. You didn't get enough comfort food on Thanksgiving. I'd go Swedish meatballs today. MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak at the Ulan PetroServe USA. It's home cook and grab-and-go convenience every day. Alfredo Ravioli on 12th Avenue and I-29. Macaroni and beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. beef tips and gravy, or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Petra Serve USA, tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our conversation with Rob Fuller, the owner of Spartan Firearms, as we continue our shout-outs for small businesses today. Here's a few more, by the way, to add to your list. Old School Mulch Shop, Lake Park, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Keller Diesel in Audubon, Minnesota. Comfort Zone and Heating and Air. Comfort Zone Heating and Air in Bismarck. Had them do two small projects at my place, and they are outstanding. Dairy Treat and Gackle, 57 years in business. Is that any good or what? And somebody said, go to one of those local bookstores and buy The Real Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's a new book that's out. There you go. Back with our conversation now with Rob Fuller, owner of Spartan Firearms. Bottom of the hour, Kurt Olson, law firm in Washington, D.C., that's written the complaint related to the cyber attack on election 2020, revealed in the Thankathon by Mike Lindell over the weekend. So stay tuned for that coming up. Rob, a couple of calls waiting to chat with you here. Before we do that, just give me a plug for Spartan Firearms. Tell folks a little bit about your business in Minot.
Well, we're a gun store, indoor range and training facility in Minot. We saw a need in the community in the area for some training for self-defense and basic firearm knowledge. So we opened up a place, and things have been great.
You know, people are struggling this year because we're told by the media everything we want we can't get. From Christmas presents to Christmas supplies. I bet there's a few Christmas gifts you have that are available for the sportsman. And maybe for that starter self-defense.
Absolutely.
As well. What would you recommend?
Well, for the sportsman, I mean, we have plenty of rifles on the wall in all calibers. We do have ammo. What we've been able to do is stockpile some ammo. So if we have a gun on the wall in 25-06, we have ammo so you can buy it with the firearms. So, and then for the self-defense folks, you know, there's a whole variety and range of handguns. What I'd tell you to do is stop in and see us. We'll help you find the right handgun, and then we'll help train you on how to use it and protect yourself and your family.
All right, let's get to the calls here. David and Crosby, question for Rob Fuller from Spartan Firearms. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, one answer to the ammo shortage is high-powered air rifles. I've got a friend who took a bison out in Utah with a 45 caliber Air Force Texan, and Lewis and Clark had a 20-shot repeating air rifle on their expedition from the Austrian army that was used for sniping. And I'll go ahead and just listen on the air, guys.
Any
well, to my
there,
knowledge, there are some fantastic high-power, high-end air rifles out there that can be used for target shooting as well as probably killing animals. So I guess in the event that you can't find a gun or an ammo, a high-powered air rifle will work.
Jeremy in New Salem for our guest Rob Fuller from Spartan Firearms. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Say, I was just kind of curious. I may have missed it. You may have talked about it already, but what's the NRA doing about all this, if anything? Or are they unifying anybody to kind of outbid these contracts at all?
Well, to my knowledge, I haven't seen that the NRA is able to do anything. I mean, these are private companies making their product and selling it to the highest bidder or their government contracts ahead of everybody else. So I'm not sure that the NRA can do anything about it.
Thanks.
Be nice to have them at least speak out on some of this, raise the awareness if nothing else, right?
Well, absolutely. They're doing their thing, pushing the Second Amendment, but they don't really talk much, or at least that I've heard or seen, about how they're stopping people, the government. When I say they, how the government is stopping people from getting their Second Amendment rights. I mean, it's pretty sad.
Texture says, how many new gun owners exist today? It's millions upon millions of new gun owners. The information you spew is so disingenuous.
Come on, no, that's part of it, though. I would. There's got to be more than one reason why we're dealing with this, and that's one of them.
Rob, anything you want to add to that?
I would agree with that. I would agree with that to a certain degree, but if your job is to make, so let's say, I think Federal said last year there was 7 million new gun owners. If each new gun owner buys 100 rounds of ammunition, you're telling me they're not able to produce more ammunition in that time frame, in a given year. I mean, with the restrictions during COVID, I suppose materials and stuff, I can see that. But now we're seeing a flood of ammunition as far as 9mm, 45, 5.56, 40, 380, high-priced ammunition that's sitting on the market because they've gotten prices elevated. I mean, we've seen a price increase threefold over the last year in about a 13-month period. So, I mean, they're able to produce this high-priced 9mm, 5.56, well, not 5.56, but 40, 45, and those handgun calibers. Why is everything else not being produced? Where you say there'd be a shortage from all these new gun owners are buying mainly handguns, and you're looking for handgun calibers. Where are all your hunting ammo? Where are your shotgun shells? Where are all those?
Texter says, several years ago, probably about 15 years, I bought a 223 and a couple of 9mm because ammo was so plentiful and cheap. I'm thinking the government targeted those rounds because they were so popular. Now you are really lucky if you can find either. Is he right?
Yeah, to a certain degree, he is absolutely right. I mean, those are the most popular handgun and most popular rifle caliber in the United States. And for the longest time, and still with the rifle caliber, they're the hardest to get.
Texter asks, Texter says, who's building an ammunition plant in Bismarck? Have you heard about that, Rob?
Oh, I have. There was a company, I don't remember off the top of my head who they said it was, but there is a company going to build ammunition out of Minot. Out of Bismarck. It's not a nationally known company that I'm aware of, so I don't have a ton of details on it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's public. I just know there was some effort underway to get investment in something, and they ordered equipment and had a lot of the due diligence done on that. Not sure. We'll dig into that a little bit, see if we can get some answers on that. Rob, tell us how folks can find you either online or in Minot at Spartan Firearms.
Well, we're located 4 miles west of Minot on Highway 2 and 52. If you drive by the building, you can't miss it. Or you can find us at SpartanFirearms.us online, or give us a call at 701-838-GUNS.
701-838-GUNS, 4 miles west of Minot at 2 and 52, and SpartanFirearms.us. Online, right?
That's correct.
Rob Fuller, the owner, thanks. Appreciate it very much. More on What's on Your Mind after a timeout.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 Word of the Year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Shout-outs coming in for small business Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We decided every day small business day here, didn't we?
Shop small.
We've canceled. Yeah. We've canceled big box
the
day.
The Cyber Monday BS.
Big box Black Friday is canceled. The Cyber Monday thing is canceled. Texture says, Fried Family Restaurant Mandan, best German food around.
Ooh, there you
Don't forget the locally owned restaurants.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is that how you say it, Todd? Is it Frieds or Fries? Always mess that up. But I've been there. It's good food. Let's see here. Skansgard, Skansgard Remodeling and House Construction in Ada, Minnesota. Love them. Another shout-out. Beautiful. How about Performance Truck Center, Dickinson, North Dakota, keeping those trucks moving down the highway? Another good one. Savvy Owl, Kirkwood Mall, next to Penny's. All right. 30 Mile Enterprise, Mott, North Dakota. The Foundry in Minot, says another. Beautiful. All right, keep them coming. Last chance to shout-outs here today on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is attorney Kurt Olson. Kurt is with the Olson Law Firm in Washington, D.C. He has written a complaint designed to go to the Supreme Court utilizing a law new under the Obama administration regarding cyber attacks from foreign sources. And it was the subject of much discussion on the Thanksathon this weekend from our friend Mike Lindell. Mike has been telling us for some time about this effort to get the issue of election 2020 before the Supreme Court of the United States. And so we're pleased to have Kurt on to tell us a little bit about this complaint. Kurt, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Saw much of your discussion this weekend with Brandon House and Mike Lindell. I wanted to summarize it for our audience that didn't see any of the Thanksathon. What does this complaint allege?
So this complaint, let me just say one thing. It does not get into specifically cyber attack issues. It takes a more conservative approach that AGs can get behind because there's so much evidence of election fraud and illegal votes that it can stand on its own on that score alone. And so what we have is a model complaint for AGs to bring in the Supreme Court under original jurisdiction, which is required in our Constitution whenever you have a state suing another state. And so this complaint has two sets of defendants. The complaint alleges that the United States, as well as its executive officers, the president, vice president, the attorney general, the speaker of the House, and the president pro tem of the Senate have violated what's called the Take Care Clause under our Constitution. And that's Article 2, and that simply requires that those executives faithfully execute the laws of the United States. It also alleges that those defendants violated the Guarantee Clause under Article 4, which is, requires the United States to guarantee a Republican form of government. And as alleged in this complaint, when you have what essentially is a stolen election from the five defendant states, that's not a Republican form of government. It may be an oligarchy, it may be an authoritarian government, it may be tyranny, but it's not a Republican form of government. We've also alleged that the five defendant states, which are Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, that officials in those states violated what's called Article 2 of the Constitution, which requires that only state legislatures can set election laws. And as alleged in this complaint, officials in those states, whether they were courts or government officials, unilaterally and unlawfully, as pled in the complaint, abrogated or just did away with election laws specifically relating to mail-in ballots. And they did away with the requirements that ensured or helped to ensure that the integrity of those ballots, such as signature verification requirements or having manned locations where ballots could be dropped off so you didn't have individuals carrying boxes of ballots from unknown locations, you know, putting them into the system. And so what we saw in 2020 was a wholesale change, using COVID as an excuse to bring in tens of millions of mail-in ballots into this system with little or no chain of custody, reducing or doing away with signature verification requirements so that you could determine or try to determine is the person voting an actual legal voter. And those laws were completely swept away by the defendants in these individual states. And this is similar to a case on that score that was brought back in December 2020, if you recall, by Texas. And that was joined by 18 other states, either joined or supported by 18 other states. And that was in December 2020. And if you recall, the Supreme Court said that Texas did not have standing to bring that action. So where are we now? We have four new aspects to this case. We have new arguments that show that there is standing. We have new evidence that has developed since that case was filed, and not developed by us, but developed by others. So, for example, the audit that was ordered by the Arizona Senate of Maricopa County's election was a five-month-long investigation that reported their results on September 24, 2021, just a few months ago. And there were tens of thousands, and in some cases hundreds of thousands, of votes that were either illegal or questionable that required further investigation. In Georgia, we have over 350,000 ballots that still do not have the required chain of custody forms. So we have no idea where they came from or whether these are legitimate ballots. In Pennsylvania, you have a situation where it's been determined that there are still more than 49,000 more votes than voters. And under Pennsylvania law in that circumstance, no votes can be recorded from the districts in which that situation exists until there's been an investigation to get to the bottom of that. In Wisconsin, just last month, you had the Legislative Audit Bureau come down with a damning report on the Wisconsin Election Commission and irregularities and illegalities in the Wisconsin election. You have the Racine County Sheriff refer criminal felony charges against the Wisconsin Election Commission for deliberately violating the law with respect to ballot harvesting in nursing homes, which could affect reportedly up to 50,000 votes. And you also have in Wisconsin the preliminary report of the Office of Special Counsel, which has further validated illegal and irregular acts by the Wisconsin Election Commission. That's all new evidence that's come out since. And these are issues that are outcome determinative. In other words, in these battleground states, the defendant states, the margin of victory is far less than the illegalities that have been identified. You also have new court rulings. So in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that an issue which was called whether a voter could declare themselves indefinitely confined, whether that guidance that was issued by the Wisconsin election that anybody could do that, as opposed to its true intent, which is for somebody who is disabled or is unable to get to the polls or to even sign a ballot, could vote. And the purpose of that statute, it allows voters to avoid signature verification and photo identification requirements. So you had in Wisconsin, for example, in 2016, you had approximately 50,000 voters who could be determined to be indefinitely confined. That figure jumped up to around 240,000 in 2020. And that's critical because those voters do not have to follow the signature verification and photo identification requirements to verify that they are who they say they are. And when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the actions by the Wisconsin Election Commission to allow people to unilaterally declare themselves indefinitely confined violated the law. The important aspect is there's not been any follow-up in Wisconsin to determine, now that those votes have been determined to possibly be unlawful, how did they affect the outcome in Wisconsin? We also have a new court ruling out of Michigan. And in March of 2021, the Michigan court ruled that the Secretary of State's determination that clerks did not have to follow signature verification requirements mandated by the legislature was unlawful. So we have an unlawful act, but we have millions of ballots that have not been determined to follow the law on the signature verification issues. And one thing, when we talk about all of these changes that were mandated by non-legislative actors had one common purpose, or one effect, I should say. They made it easier to cheat. And mail-in balloting has long been recognized as the easiest way to cheat in an election because there is little or no chain of custody often. And if you do away with signature verification requirements, manned drop-off locations as opposed to unmanned drop boxes, which were used throughout this election. And that's an important aspect of this. The other point, what we have in this complaint, is evidence of cover-up and unlawful destruction of evidence. So in Arizona, there are actually individuals caught on video destroying election records. In Georgia, Garland Favorito of Voter GA submitted Open Records Act requests for the ballot images, and they were told they no longer exist. And that involves over 350,000 ballots on that. In Wisconsin, you have the Office of the Special Counsel, which was appointed by Speaker Voss to investigate illegal and irregular voting in Wisconsin. They've been sued by the Wisconsin Election Commission to try to stop his investigation. And so that raises the question in all these states, what do they have to hide? And when you look at the new evidence that's presented, go ahead.
Hang on one sec, Greg. I just want to recap here. Standing, we heard that over and over again. That's been addressed. New evidence, new court rulings, and evidence state by state of cover-up. When we come back, how do you get this before the Supreme Court about election 2020? More after this.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for winter? ChuanBuickGMC.com.
You are?
Yeah. Some folks are not. Do you have heated steering wheel, by the way, Scott?
I do, because you were the first one to tell me it existed. So now I've
got to have that.
Yeah.
Not to mention it in seats and stuff. And trust me, the first time it's 35 below, you're going to want all that. Plus, Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, trucks, SUVs, lots of local trades, finance rates, the best they've been in quite some time. And they might even buy your vehicle outright, too, in case you want to get that thing traded in. The warranty lasts a lifetime. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
President Obama is going to do, never mind what I said before about travel bans. Now they make a lot of sense. Addressed at the White House here momentarily, and we'll have that on our Facebook pages, if you care to, a website as well, if you care to follow that. Happy talk. But somebody, hopefully, I doubt they'll get to ask a question they should ask. Well, so Trump does a travel ban early on, and it was racist, and now it's okay for you to do it. How does that work exactly? We'll hope that gets answered. More of our conversation now with Kurt Olson of Olson Law in Washington, D.C., about an incredible very simple complaint, actually, of allegations that have been now with the benefit of time and all these other investigations that have been done, new evidence, new court filings, evidence of cover-ups, and standing in the states for which this occurred is ready to go to the Supreme Court. Kurt, what does it take? First of all, why the Supreme Court? Why not state by state on this? Explain that, first of all.
So the Supreme Court, A, has original jurisdiction over any disputes between states. So when a state sues another state, that's where you go. The Supreme Court is also the only forum that can adjudicate this overall issue, because here you have five states that are named as defendants for conducting unlawful or unconstitutional elections with illegal and fraudulent votes, as alleged in the complaint. And the Supreme Court is the only one that can hear that en masse. And in this particular case, that would, if proven true to the Supreme Court, then the electoral count would go below 270 because they're all grouped together, all of the states. And that, what that would allow is a procedure to pursue either a new election completely as ordered by the Supreme Court, or an election of the president and the vice president pursuant to the 12th Amendment. So the Supreme Court acts essentially as a trial court in this particular instance. And that's required under the Constitution when you have a dispute between states.
Got it. And the complaint is brought by attorney generals in each of the states?
Yes. So it would be the attorney general is the traditional representative of the state in pursuing litigation. And so what we need to have is for at least one attorney general to look at this complaint. It's going to be their complaint. This is a model complaint. We basically put it together for them. And they can do, you know, modify it however they like, but to bring this case. But it would be their case. And it's important to recognize that whenever anybody has heard this common refrain of baseless claims of election fraud, anybody who's making that statement is either lying or they're ignorant. And I'll give you one example that's come out recently. The narrative and the headline that came out of the audit of Maricopa County in Arizona was that audit simply confirmed Biden's win. That was absolutely false. You heard that common refrain, whether it was on Fox News, NPR, CNN, New York Times. That was an absolutely false statement. Anybody who made that statement was ignoring the tens of thousands of illegal votes that were found through that audit, the other issues regarding the destruction of election records in an apparent attempt to cover up wrongdoing and to prevent a further audit, and other issues regarding hundreds of thousands of ballot images that were corrupted or missing so that they couldn't even be audited. So, again, what are they trying to hide? None of that was reported. All that was reported that in the mainstream media was that it confirmed Biden's win. That was absolutely false. And so all of that evidence is in this complaint. And you could direct your viewers to go to frankspeech.com. They can see it for themselves. There is a tab there called the Supreme Court Complaint. It has the complaint. It has the exhibits to the complaint. And those are the factual findings by, for example, the auditors of Maricopa, the Legislative Audit Bureau in Wisconsin, the Office of the Special Counsel in Wisconsin, and other findings. There's about 24.
And folks, what I want folks to understand is this is the low-hanging fruit of election 2020. There is still an effort on the cyber attack and other things that are separate from this that will be pursued, but this is the low-hanging fruit that any person of law can look at and go, yeah, something's really wrong here, which is why the attorney generals, obviously Republican attorney generals, are the ones that would be most likely to bring this. Democrats are going to see it as political suicide to touch it. I know Mike has flown around the country talking to attorney generals. Kurt, I only have 20 seconds left. What are the chances the Republican attorney generals are going to come together and put this before the Supreme Court? Where are we at with that?
We're still talking with several of them. They have been tied up with, you know, these vaccine mandates and other legal issues. So I can't predict what the chances are. I think it's going to depend in large part on public support. So you need to, all your viewers should be contacting their attorneys general. There is an email which is built for them, anybody, to go on to Frank Speech and to send an email out to the attorney general.
Makes it super easy for you. FrankSpeech.com. To be continued on this, folks. And my Rush Limbaugh story is on Facebook. Check that out.
President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live.
That's right.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. And get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. ZONE to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text ZONE to 39747.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.